This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And this is Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we're excited that you're listening to the Radio Realtors today. And remember, you can hear the Radio Realtors all over Northern California on your radio. And if you miss any of the show, you can always catch our podcast. And you can find our podcast real easy. All you got to do is go to theradiorealtors.com and click on the podcast button. It's that easy. And as always, you can text us or call us for a free, no obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's an easy number, Garrett, 833-32-RADIO.
I love that number. I never forget it. As you know, the Radio Realtors don't just discuss real estate on the radio, but we are super active realtors that work with our listeners and clients just like you every single day.
And you are without a doubt in the right place if you're a potential home buyer. And we're going to tell you some great news for you potential home buyers in just a little bit. But we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program. And if you've been thinking about selling your home, we have the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program.
And just so you know, all of our listings include professional HD photography and a home video tour for your home. Also, a 3D virtual tour, radio promotion on our show, and home staging if you need it.
And that radio promotion is amazing because I don't know anybody that has that kind of star power that we have that we can really promote your home on the radio. It's fantastic. So call or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about number one, is the housing boom over? Number two, the real estate market temperature that we currently have, the midsummer real estate market temperature, and some effective real estate listing hacks if we have time.
Correct.
So let's get right into it. You know, there have been murmurs this week, and I know we've been talking about it in our conversations on the phone, because whether you guys know it or not, Garrett and I, we talk a lot.
A lot. And a lot of texting as well.
Yeah. And sometimes we talk so much that our wives don't like it too much. They're thinking that maybe we're dating on the side. But the thing is that there's been murmurs this week in the news that the housing market is finally starting to cool down. And apparently, it's happening all over the United States. In fact, CNBC, and I don't really watch CNBC, but they just released an article showing that the housing boom is over. That is the name of the article. And the truth is, we have been seeing a bit of slowing of the market in some areas of the country, but rest assured, the market is still crazy. However, instead of getting 20 offers per home, we're only seeing maybe 2 to 3, sometimes only one, but maybe like as many as 6 on a really hot property. And it's true that, you know, over the past couple of weeks, the rate of price growth has begun to slow and fewer buyers are seeking mortgages to purchase homes. We're seeing that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it does seem that the competition for available homes, while still challenging, might not be quite as intense as it was in the spring. But by no means, I would not say that the housing boom is over.
Yeah, and this can provide buyers maybe a sorely needed like opening. You know, it's kind of like, you know, someone holds a door open for you and it starts to close and you kind of just like shimmy through it sideways.
Yeah.
And you just barely make it, kind of like James Bond.
Yeah, like the elevator closing on you. Got to put your foot in real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Like it happened when we were coming into the building today. But, you know, I think that there's an opening right now for buyers because according to Moody's Analytics and their economists there, they're saying that the market is topping out and it's starting to show cracks. And in some places in Northern California, you know, it does feel like we've hit a peak and we're kind of moving to the other side of it.
Right. I mean, but that doesn't mean that the bubble, you know, is on the brink of popping or, you know, and that the prices are about to nosedive, like, say, for instance, the last housing boom.
Yeah, and there's basically three signs that the U.S. housing market is cooling, according to the article. And we want to kind of preface this, that this is an article that we're giving you our take on, and we're giving you the details of it. So it doesn't mean that we agree with everything on it. We just want to give you that caveat. But sign number one is, according to the article, sales are down from their peak. COVID-19 and the unprecedented easing from the Federal Reserve during that time ignited the housing boom. And sales of new and previously owned homes still are well above pre-pandemic levels, but both have slowed from their fall peaks. And, you know, we hate to bore you with the data, but the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that in June, new home sales slowed to an annual rate of 708,000. And that was a drop by 7% from the average rate just last year.
So construction for new houses has dipped too. You know, new housing starts dropped 5% between May and June, suggests a slowdown in building.
And like we mentioned, bidding wars may also be slowing down a little bit. We've seen a slight decline in the amount of offers facing competition, with 72% of offers facing bidding wars back in May, compared to just 65% in the month of June. And this decline is caused in part by the massive shortage of homes across the United States. With fewer homes to sell, Garrett, you know, the sales rate can't stay at those higher levels.
I mean, that's one belief. But according to sign number two, the housing market is cooling, might be because buyer optimism is weakening. The wave of demand that powered the housing boom seems to be dropping just a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree with this, because according to the University of Michigan survey of consumer sentiment, right, 54% of the people surveyed said it's a bad time to buy. And that's the largest share ever recorded by the survey and the most pessimistic outlook since 1982. And there was some good music in 1982.
It was a great era, but you know, who wants a pessimistic report?
Right, that's true.
You know, other stats that support this, say, for instance, according to the Bank of America survey in May, 82% of millennials said they're more likely to buy a fixer-upper due to the affordability.
Yeah, and many millennials are moving into that peak home buying age. We're seeing it, you know, all over the place. And some maybe had their finances affected by the Great Recession. So unless prices stabilize, some millennials could be forced into cheaper alternatives to home ownership, like condos, manufactured homes, and ADUs.
Sure.
And so sign number three, according to the article, that the housing market is cooling is that mortgage applications are down.
Yeah, it's not all bad news for prospective home buyers. Mortgage interest rates have not only gone up just a little bit from the record low seen, you know, for instance, earlier this year, and that's offsetting some pressures from soaring prices.
Yeah, and we think that sales will fall a bit further over the next few months, pushing up the month's supply numbers a bit and taking some of the heat from the surge in prices. And this could result in fewer bidding wars and more reasonable offers over the asking price. And it might just provide that opening we were talking about that many weary buyers need.
I'm glad you actually brought that up. We just got a text from Terry in Sacramento on the Radio Realtors hotline, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And she's asking when Northern California home prices are going to drop. So you want to take this, Rob?
I do want to take that, but we need to go to break. So we're going to come back and answer Terry's question about when are Northern California home prices going to drop. And I think that you're going to want to stick around. So
stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same. But do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
For over 60 years, AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning has been delivering unrivaled comfort to the people of San Jose and the surrounding area. But what sets AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning apart? It's their attention to detail and their amazing service, which has earned them hundreds of great online reviews. For cooling, heating, installation, and repair, you need AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning. Call 408-293-4717 or request service online at AAA-Furnace.com. That's AAA-Furnace.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. Is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We're broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And this is Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. We certainly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to listen to us. And as always, you can get a hold of us on our hotline number. It's 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Radio or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we've got a lot of great information on that website. I hope that you enjoy it. So go to our website. You can learn about us. You can learn about our...
Our website is awesome.
Our options.
Let's just be real about that.
It's pretty cool.
Lots of stuff, yeah. Lots of information. Great videos.
Yeah, you're right. Videos. And I like actually going to our website, not because I like to see pictures of myself or whatever, but I think it does have fantastic information. So
it's like you've watched a movie multiple times and you see things that you didn't see that first time.
There are shows like that I would watch and I'm like going, wow.
How did I not catch this before?
Yeah, it's so good. So good. Yeah, it's just a great website. So check it out, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And before we digress anymore, we are talking to you about some really good topics. We started the show with talking about, is the housing boom over? And this is a controversial topic, but it seems like almost every news outlet is doing their own take on what's going on. And the one article that we're covering is the CNBC article, and their headline for the title was, "The Housing Boom is Over." I mean, they weren't mixing any words at all on this topic, right?
I think they're just out of things to talk about. So I just couldn't agree that it's over. So I'm glad that we're definitely discussing this topic today.
There was a couple signs that they said, according to the article, that the housing boom is over. Number one is sales are down from their peak, you know, and during COVID-19, we had all of this
things going on. I mean, there was people that, because we were talking about it at break, and it was a little bit different back then. Do you remember when you couldn't even see a home in person? You had to put an offer in, or it would be such a tight showing window. It'd be like, you can see it Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and offers are due by Friday.
You know, that era seems like it was a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago that, you know, again, you couldn't do open houses. You had to put booties on to go into a house.
Oh, sterilize, do you remember sterilizing everything? You had to put gloves on.
Yeah.
A mask on, booties on, and then you had to sterilize on your way out and open doors with Clorox wipes.
Virtual tours only.
Yeah, and what happened? Why was there a shortage of Clorox wipes? You would have thought that that company would have made billions of dollars during COVID-19.
Absolutely.
Because literally, we use those for everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was even almost using those for tissues, you know? I mean, like, just blow your nose with a Clorox wipe. Make sure you kill that COVID,
the
coronavirus.
That's right.
It's a different time right now. So that sign number one is sales are down from their peak. And yes, they are down a little bit. Now, number two was the housing market is cooling because buyers' optimism is weakening. And we kind of agree with that a little bit because, I mean, if you've been putting in all these offers and doing all this and you haven't gotten a house yet, well, it is kind of frustrating. So I could see people's optimism going down a little bit, you know, and things are opening up. There's more stuff to do.
Well, imagine if you weren't allowed to take a vacation for a year and a half. Finally, the doors are open. You might not want to go house shopping first thing on your mind. You might want to just finally go to Disneyland or do something like that.
And I agree with you because, I mean, we literally went on a vacation just a couple of weeks ago and we got a chance to go to Hawaii and we literally made the decision to go in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you had the opportunity to be on a beach and not wear a mask.
Yeah, well, actually, you don't have to wear a mask on the beach, but you do have to wear a mask almost everywhere else in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, it's worse than California.
Nobody posts those pictures when they're posting pictures being on the beach in Hawaii.
Yeah, you don't have to have a mask on the beach, but I mean, but if you're walking even like an open air market type situation, they want you to have them. If you go into a restaurant, you need to have them. So it's paradise, but they're a little bit worried over there because they have very few ICU beds. And I kind of understand it, but at the same time, it's a strange thing, right? So, but it's hard to imagine that it could be worse than California is.
Sure.
As far as we're finally just kind of getting out of it. And it's like, it's almost like you were let out of jail, you know, when you know, or like Facebook jail, you know, you said something and you finally got released. The first time I could like walk around a building and without a mask and no one gave you a weird look, it was almost like you had been just released from a prison stint.
No, I mean, it's all odd. And mind you, I haven't been on a plane this year or since the COVID era, but I'm understood or I'm told that as long as you have a drink or a piece of food in hand, you don't have to wear your mask on the plane.
Yeah, no. And that's kind of weird too, don't you think? I mean,
sure. It's
like, so if you're eating, you can't transmit COVID-19. Or drinking.
Right.
But if you're just sitting there for sure, you know, you're gonna transmit it. So
hey, that's a hot topic
and we don't want to get, you know, super political here. But
that does affect, you know, the housing optimism and whatnot.
I think
that maybe just shifted. And again, every summer people go on vacation. That is common.
Right. And sign number three, according to the article, that the housing market is cooling, is that mortgage applications are down. And you know, it's pretty obvious that if there's fewer homes on the market, there's a lot of buyers, there's not going to be as many people applying for loans. And that seems really, really obvious. Now, before we went to break, we had Terry from Sacramento. She was asking, you know, this question. And this is a great question, Terry. And thank you so much. And it reminds me about a real estate meme that I saw recently showing a skeleton gazing out of the blinds of a window. And the caption reads, "Buyers waiting until the market crashes again to purchase their home."
Sure.
And, you know, that's hilarious to me because, you know, I think there are a lot of potential home buyers, they need a reality check because I don't know what your take is on this, Garrett, but I don't think and I don't expect home prices to fall like drastically anytime soon. I still think they're going to climb a little bit. I think that there'll be some deceleration.
I think your window to get a deal on a house is between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, and you may be right, but I think that there's a door open here because I think that we're going to see just single digit, you know, increases by the end of the year. Prices have got to start stabilizing at some point. They can't can't continue rising at double digits. It's just not sustainable.
I think, you know, again, inventory is obviously increasing. A lot of it is because, you know, when the prices go up so high, you have a lot of sellers that, hey, I want to jump in the game. I want to capitalize on these bidding wars that I've been hearing about. And again, as inventory increases, you just have too many options now as a buyer. Things might take longer to sell when these things happen. And when you have multiple options, that means you have a lot of competition as a seller. And again, that could force potential price drops and things like that. So does that mean that the market's shifting? I think, to me, good houses sell fast. You price it right, you have the amenities, it sells fast. And I think that these sellers aren't experiencing that type of issue with the market. I think the people that are experiencing that issue might be people that are pushing price on their properties. And that's the type of data that fuels that type of information for CNBC.
I think that you're right. I think that, you know, sellers are in a good spot if they price the home properly, if they have the amenities, you know, that people are looking for. And I think it might be a great time for some potential home buyers if they have a great strategy. With things beginning to open up, there are more distractions for home buyers. We're seeing that a lot.
I mean, honestly, it's a typical summer time when there's just so many activities to do. You got concerts, there's sporting events and vacations and restaurants and all kinds of other things that are competing for these buyers' down payments.
Right. In fact, you know, one of the things that's just funny as we were talking at break is that one of my favorite country rockabilly artists, Dwight Yoakam, he's coming to town in August. And I'm hoping that you and Frank are interested in going. Maybe we could get everybody to go.
I'll give it some thought. It sounds like it might be fun. I'm always down for a good time and definitely down for live music.
So when we get back from break, we are going to play a song for you from Dwight Yoakam that has some lyrics in it that I think are going to really, really help you understand what you need to be doing as a buyer in this market. So we'll be back right after this.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients. By using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
With heating and cooling costs going up every single year, smart homeowners are choosing solar. And in Northern California, the best choice is Sustainable Solutions. They start with a free in-home energy inspection and then create a proposal based on your energy usage. Within 1 to 2 quick visits, Sustainable Solutions will tell you exactly how many solar panels you need. And you can immediately save money every month with no money up front or out of pocket. Start saving money on your utilities today. Schedule your free estimate at cagreen.org. CAGreen.org.
Building your own home can be a complicated process, but Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage makes it easy with the Dream Builder One program. With this program, you won't have to shop for different loans for land purchase, construction, and long-term financing. Maurice gives you one loan and allows you to pay interest-only payments during construction. One program, one dream, one loan, one closing. Apply now. Call Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage, 707-758-4911, 707-758-4911, NMLS number 862-050, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. Is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we're talking to you today about, is the housing boom over? And if you've been listening at all, you kind of are probably understanding that we don't really think it is.
No, not at all.
But we do feel that maybe the temperature is changing slightly.
Not just because it's summer, but the real estate temperature.
Right. The real estate temperature is cooling a tad. And it's because of a lot of different things. We're seeing that people are distracted with finally being able to go out and do things. You were talking about concerts. We were talking about Dwight Yoakam's coming to town. And before I forget, one of the things that we were talking about when we're coming out of the break was that there's a song by Dwight Yoakam that is called Takes a Lot to Rock You. And I think that this is something that would help you buyers. So we have a new producer for the show. His name is Phil. So producer Phil, would you cue that song up so that I can explain it to Garrett?
Takes a lot to rock you, baby.
You see, Garrett, in a seller's market, it takes a lot to rock the sellers. You heard the lyrics. It takes a lot to rock you, baby. It takes a lot to make you smile. You know, those types of things. Well, you want to be able to rock the sellers with your offer. You want to be able to make them smile. And that's why I feel that you have to have a winning strategy as a buyer in this market, even though the temperature is cooling a little bit. And the best one I know is the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program. And the Power Buyer Program begins with having you RWA certified with one of the Radio Realtors' preferred mortgage lenders.
That's right. So the RWA means ready, willing, and able. And being RWA certified means you're more than pre-approved. Your mortgage loan application is guaranteed.
Yeah. And once we have you RW certified and you have that guarantee, the Radio Realtors, we're going to help you find your dream home. And then we will pay up to $5,000 towards your closing costs or towards the seller's bottom line. And in a seller's market, it's better to let us credit the seller that money because it makes your offer look great. And here's an example of how it works. Let's say you're buying a home for $425,000. And the buyer's agent's commission on our side is 2.5%. Well, let me do some calculations here. So we are going to pay $2,125 towards your closing costs or the seller's bottom line. And when it's paid to the seller's net, it makes your offer look fantastic, makes it stand out.
That's what you need and that's what you want.
Basically, what we're doing is we're helping you write a great offer and we're putting the cherry on top of that ice cream sundae.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love these programs that we offer. It's win-win. So on that note, we got an email on our Radio Realtors website from Tom in Elk Grove. He's asking, why would you guys pay a portion of your commissions towards the seller's bottom line? That's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question, Tom. And thanks for asking. You know, I think we explained it a little bit, but let me just kind of clarify. So when you sell a home as a seller, you typically pay anywhere from 5 to 6% in commissions. And I know there's sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more, but on the average, it's 5 to 6% in commissions, which is paid to the listing agent and the buyer's agent when the home sells. So based on a $425,000 sales price. The total commission payout on $425,000 on a 5% commission would be, let me see here, $21,250 or $10,625 per agent if the commission was equally split. Now, I know I'm hoping not losing you here, but if we as your buyer's agents pay or credit a seller a 0.5% of our commission, we have effectively increased the seller's net by $2,125 and reduced their commissions paid to 4.5%. And in a tight seller's market, we are willing to help our buyers get their dream home, Tom, and we're willing to pay money out of our pocket to do it.
So, Tom, you're asking, why would we do this? Because we want to help you get the home. I mean, that's the bottom line. Nobody does this. So why not call the Radio Realtors right now and become a Radio Realtors power buyer? So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Yeah, that's 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. Or you can go online to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. We are going to transition into our next topic, and we're talking about the midsummer real estate temperature. You know, is the market slowing down, or is this the typical midsummer lull? And a couple things that we were talking about is, you know, are longer days on the market or price reduction a result of increased inventory? Or is maybe your house price too high? Because we did see a little bit of a switch, because if you look back in like April, May, and even June, homes were kind of flying off the market, and we were seeing a lot of them getting a lot of offers in a short amount of time.
Sure. I mean, nobody was on the market for more than a couple of weeks at
that time. Right. Now, fast forward into July, and we were talking about this even with your listing that we had and we sold, and thankfully we just closed on that one, right? But at the beginning, it was right at the beginning, right around 4th of July, right?
Right.
Is when we went on the market. And so we have a couple of listings that are priced well, but they came on the market when it was super hot, a lot of things changing. And so some of these homes are lingering on the market a little bit longer. And as a seller, that might make you a little bit nervous. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, you definitely can't hit the panic button, because you remember, I did.
Right. Yeah, you did. You kind of panicked.
Like, hey, what happened? Is the market changing? And you definitely go through those emotions as a seller. But I mean, again, when it's 110 degrees, people are going on vacations. You know what? Sometimes buyers, they need a break. I mean, were the buyers not out there pushing hard in the spring, summer comes, and you know, you might lose some buyers out there because they're just needing a break for a minute. They're enjoying their summer. So there's a lot of reasons, you know, what can change during the summer market. And this does affect days on market. Days on market could then lead to price reductions. So again, as a seller, you have to stay the course, but always do it the right way. Meaning it doesn't matter whether it's spring or summer, make sure it's staged properly, do your pictures properly, and do whatever is needed. So this way you put your best product out there and you don't have any reason to have any remorse on why it possibly didn't sell as fast as it could have.
Right. And another thing that we were talking about a break is that listen to the feedback. You know, sometimes the feedback we get from buyers, agents and buyers is, you know, something that we just kind of dismiss, because it's like, well, you know, we expected this home to have four bedrooms. Well, the home on the listing, it says three bedrooms. It does not have a possibility of a fourth bedroom.
Sure.
Or they said, hey, we wanted two bedrooms downstairs. Well,
you got to know your competition,
right?
As a seller, right?
Right.
So, hey, I want X price. Okay, great. I want to help you get X price, but let's look at what the house is that sold for. Maybe they had master bedroom with two sinks. Your master bedroom only has one. That house had RV access. Your house doesn't. There's a lot of different factors.
Right.
So you can't just chase a price and say, this is what the market is bearing. You got to make sure that you have those amenities that those other houses have.
Right. Now, we're going to go to break. And this show has been like moving really, really fast today. Have you noticed that?
Are we, Garrett, just talking fast, or we just have a lot of energy?
I don't know. I definitely have a lot of energy. I had extra coffee today. But we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and wrap up the show with some real estate listing hacks that you may be able to put together so that you can get top dollar, even if the market is cooling a bit. But there's some things that you can do that can really make your listing pop. So we're going to be back shortly. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, we would love to work with you. Give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this.
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Robert and Frank here from the Radio Realtors, and we're excited to offer you another unique home sale option.
Yeah, it's called the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance.
Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years, and the tenants have made the home a headache for you.
And the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you have inherited a hoarder's home or have a home with heavy pet or cigarette odors.
Or maybe you have a home with a lot of dry rot and needed repairs that you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of on your own.
Call the Radio Realtors today at 916-269-3337 for a quick as-is home value, and in many cases we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days.
The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale.
Get your cash offer today at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
For over 60 years, AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning has been delivering unrivaled comfort to the people of San Jose and the surrounding area. But what sets AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning apart? It's their attention to detail and their amazing service, which has earned them hundreds of great online reviews. For cooling, heating, installation, and repair, you need AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning. Call 408-293-4717 or request service online at AAA-Furnace.com. That's AAA-Furnace.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
This is Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And, you know, we are in the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio, and I don't know if we've even talked about that today, but I wanted to say, you know, if you have a home out there that's like a fixer, you don't know what to do with it, and you'd say, I want a cash offer for this house, and I just want to be
down the road, invite the Radio Realtors over. Give us a shot to help you with that, because we have cash offers where we can come visit your home. We could give you a cash offer on the spot and close in as little as a couple days if you want, or give you the time you need to be able to move out and those types of things. But it's a great option. So
best thing about it is it's as is sale.
As
so you
is
don't have to 100%. Do anything to the house.
You don't have to do. In fact, you could leave things behind if you wanted. Like if you had furniture and
nobody likes moving. So that sounds amazing.
Right. And we're talking about a competitive offer, but we work with you and go through the entire thing. Let's just get back to our final segment here. And we're talking about, is the housing boom over? CNBC article. I think we pretty much, you know, are telling our listeners that no, the housing boom is not over. It is cooling or shifting a tiny bit, but it means that if you're currently have a home on the market, or you're thinking about putting a home on the market, then you have to set the proper expectations.
Correct.
Okay. And what are some of those things that you would say that they need to set those expectations?
Well, you want to know what's going on in your immediate pocket, not five miles away from your home.
Or even nationwide with a CNBC thing, right?
Exactly. I mean, you want to know what's going on in your immediate pocket, meaning what are the average days on market? Know the competition of the other houses that are selling in your immediate neighborhood, as well as if you see a final price on a house, what did it go on for when it went on the market? So again, there's the list price and there's the sale price. So you have to kind of see these things to understand, should I expect a bidding war? Should this take 30 days to sell? And again, do I have those amenities to get that price?
Right. Absolutely. So let's go into those summer home selling hacks. You know, when you're in this kind of market, what are some things that you can do to
hacks in a good way?
Hacks in a good way. So that's funny that you never heard.
I was confused when I said that.
Like a life hack, you know, there's.
Well, you are the professor, so I learn something new every time.
Well, I'm glad that you did, but I was surprised that you hadn't really heard that. Like, because when I said like a hack, you were like going, oh, like, yeah, you did a bad job. But yeah, it's true. It's kind of like, you know, when someone says, ooh, that's bad. At one time, that meant actually that's bad. But then later, like in the 80s, you know, who's bad? You know, Michael Jackson. That was a good kind of bad.
Exactly.
Well, this is a good like real estate hack. So number one, and it's funny, but I've done this on listings, is that sometimes grass is not looking good during the summer. Now you could put in brand new sod and work that, or put down seed, or man, you could just paint the thing.
I know it sounds crazy, but again, do you want dead spots on your grass, or do you want it to look luscious and green?
And it's not super expensive. It's environmentally friendly. And it's something that literally makes your grass look amazing. I actually have a friend of mine that part of his HOA, they fined him because he had a bush that was dead. Mm-hmm. And so he went out and he bought a $2.99 thing of Rust-Oleum and painted it. And they took away the thing.
He said, I've been watering it heavily for the last week.
It looks fantastic. Back. Yeah. So it is a weird, kind of like a Hulk green, you know, but it's still.
Well, you could pick your color in case you got that Kentucky blue.
Yeah. You could do whatever you want. So the other thing that we do on all of our listings is outdoor decor, like that fire pit and a seating area and string lights. I don't know what it is, those bistro lights.
Yes.
You could put those anywhere and it just dresses up everything. Like your backyard's amazing. Your backyard could be hideous, but you put up the bistro lights and
it's like you're in Napa and you're at a winery and you're just enjoying the evening and the ambiance. So yes, you're selling your house. You definitely want to create an outdoor environment that is very inviting. So you might have pictures for your house. You might want those evening pictures as well. So a buyer can say, ooh, look at that. Look at that summer entertaining.
Look at that outdoor ambiance. Yeah.
If you have a pergola, I 100% recommend string lights. But even if you don't have a pergola, you can still run the string lights along your fence line. I have that at my house. And again, it just creates such nice lighting.
Right. Absolutely. In fact, I have it almost all over my backyard, but except for the right side. And I think I'm going to run it all the way around.
It's a soft light. It's not like it's bright white. It's like that firefly type light.
Yeah.
And it's very inviting. But again, not just the lighting. If you have space in your backyard, a fire pit with four chairs definitely gives that impression of just outdoor living. And that's what everybody likes to
do. And we're talking about hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars to do that kind of thing.
You might already have the four chairs.
Right. You might have the four chairs. You might have the fire pit. And you know what I like is a cornhole set. Cornhole is where it's at. I love cornhole. I love cornhole and pickleball. Everybody knows
it now. Everybody likes outdoor events.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing is like an outdoor facelift and, you know, new bark, pressure washing the home, cut your branches up so that you can see the home. I mean, sometimes you drive by a house and you can't even see the house because they got these giant bushes in the front. And then, you know, bushes like that, they look great for 20, 30 years, but like there's a certain point in time where they don't look good anymore.
Sure.
And you just got to take them
it's
out.
Nice when they're mature, but again, you want to see your home. So whether it's cut down the bushes so you can actually see the windows, or maybe even cut up your branches so they're above, you know, your roof line, you want to see the house. So definitely make sure it's picture friendly, but again, showcase your home.
Right. And then the other thing we're talking about is like, you know, colorful annual flowers or what have you.
Very cheap.
And you know, yellow is the best. Yellow sells. I don't know what it is about yellow, but there are studies on that yellow flowers are the best ones.
It makes you happy. It just makes you smile.
And the one thing that you love to do is you like to hang a wreath whatever month it is.
That's my go-to.
That is your go-to thing.
It's a wreath?
It could be July, June. You got some sort of wreath.
It's always something seasonal. So it could either be a colored wreath. It could be, you know, when it's around Memorial Day or 4th of July.
Oh, there you go.
The red, white, and blue. But again, a wreath with a nice mat. Welcome home. I know these are just little tricks, but again, it means a lot. It makes you feel like you're welcomed.
And you don't want a sign on that says no solicitors or those types of things, you know, where it's uninviting. The other thing is just even painting your door, you know, painting a door, like even maybe like a bright color.
You see, when I sell my houses, it's always a popping color. It could be peach, yellow, you know, light blues. I know it kind of sounds like, well, that's a little risque, but again, it's nice pop, and everybody likes color. So whether it's, you know, the flowers or whether it's a wreath or even the front door, these are things that are very inviting.
Just bark alone, it's crazy what that can do for a yard. I mean, if you painted your lawn and put bark and you just did a few of these things, I mean, the curb appeal goes from like a 2 or a 3 to like a 10, where people go, oh my gosh, check this out. You know, it's so pretty. And you know, when people drive up to a home, like, because the one home that we had in Carmichael, which is in Sacramento County, that we just sold, wasn't that a peach color door?
I think so. It was either peach or it was like a salmon, but it was definitely
salmon.
It was in that family. But
I mean, and you know, it sounds weird, but it looked tremendous, you know. Yeah. So curb appeal on that house was really, really good. But that's the thing, that even in a market, if it's like a totally hot seller's market, you just don't want to throw something on there, because why not try to get top dollar for your home, whatever market it is. You want to set
all
the proper expectations.
All those things are cheap, right?
Yeah, it's super inexpensive.
Painting your grass, cutting branches, paint your front door, or flowers, all of these things, string lights, some chairs in a fire pit. These are just cheap things that, again, allow for amazing pictures, feel very inviting, and when people come to see your house, they're going to fight for it.
Amazing real estate hacks from the Radio Realtors. So here we go, guys. We're running out of time here, but we wanted to let you know, if you are a buyer out there, we have the Power Buyer Program, where we are going to put our money where our mouth is and help you get your home. So your offer is going to look great to sellers. We do that, and I don't know anybody else that is doing that. So if you want to win in this market or any market,
I think we're batting 1,000.
We are batting 1,000 with that deal. Yeah, absolutely. And we don't like to lose, period. So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or go online to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And if you're a seller out there, we work with you too, and we want to work with you. And we have our Easy Options Home Sale Program, where we can help you. If your home's in great condition, we can help you get a premium for it in the market, even if it's cooling. Number two, we have our Quick Fix and List Program, where maybe you have some things that need to be done and maybe you don't have the time or the money to take care
maybe
of it on
you
your
need
own.
Us to paint your front door for you.
Yeah, we might have to paint your front door, and we've done that, right? And then we'll help you do that, get it in tip-top shape, and help you list it and get it on the market. And we'll pay for that up front out of our own pocket. And last but not least, we have our Easy Cash Offer Program. And that's for folks that maybe have a fixer, or they inherited a hoarder's home, or maybe you got a tenant
to deal with anymore.
The tenants have made a mess and given you a headache with it, and you just don't want to deal with it anymore. Like you said, that program is great, because we can come out and give you a cash offer. But the great thing is we can meet with you, go over all our options, and decide which is best for you. And that's what we are all about, options here for buyers and sellers here at the Radio Realtors. So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Make it a great week, everyone.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
It's a fact. 8 out of 10 people have this problem, so chances are you have this problem too. And maybe you don't think you need professional help and that your situation won't get out of control. But you're not alone. You don't have to let your pest problems take control of your life. Call Defender Termite and Pest Management. They're helping Northern California homeowners win the war on pests. Defender has a year-round pest management plan to rid your home of unwanted visitors like ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents. And no contract is required. Defender also provides lawn care, pest and weed control to keep your lawn looking lush and green. And Defender Termite and Pest Management even does pest inspections and repairs to help keep your family safe. And when the time comes, sell your home with confidence. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Call Defender now at 916-389-2847. That's 916-389-2847. Online at defenderpest.com. Defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management. Winning the war on pests.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
With heating and cooling costs going up every single year, smart homeowners are choosing solar. And in Northern California, the best choice is Sustainable Solutions. They start with a free in-home energy inspection and then create a proposal based on your energy usage. Within 1 to 2 quick visits, Sustainable Solutions will tell you exactly how many solar panels you need. And you can immediately save money every month with no money up front or out of pocket. Start saving money on your utilities today. Schedule your free estimate at cagreen.org. cagreen.org.
Building your own home can be a complicated process, but Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage makes it easy with the Dream Builder One program. With this program, you won't have to shop for different loans for land purchase, construction, and long-term financing. Maurice gives you one loan and allows you to pay interest-only payments during construction. One program, one dream, one loan, one closing. Apply now. Call Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage, 707-758-4911, 707-758-4911, NMLS number 862-050, equal housing lender. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com.